This is an MUT Radio podcast.
MUT Radio.
Oh man, thank you for having me.
Listen, man. Ingman Lu, we were supposed to have an interview last week, right?
Yeah.
Because of time, because of things, yo, things happens, man. But I'm grateful because Wazilu Fig. Ingman Lu, ne? I read your biography and I saw Guti. A tattoo artist.
Yeah.
It's something that you fell in love with, not usemncane, but you just found it on the way, right?
Yeah. Sure. Because honestly, I've been around the talents for many years.
Yeah.
So, during high school, one of my friends was a tattoo artist, so I fell in love with the arts there, like seeing how it works, you know, like because like I really thought it was just. So, but as I grew, I got closer to the community and I met some artists and I did get my first tattoo. So, and then I then linked with that, like, with that tattoo artist. And we just became friends. I got more interest in it. We took it from there.
I like it because you said, you were with some friends and then you just, I inherited this thing and be like, let me just wear it. Yeah. I'm a tattoo artist. Before Ingman Lu, let's just speak about Uluyanda himself. Ekhaya ukhulile kuphi nendawo and ekhaya usufika usubachazela ukuthi I'm a tattoo artist. Their first reaction, I want to know it.
I mean, so first of all,
Oh yeah.
So, you know, of course, coming through with this grand idea of becoming a tattoo artist in a black household isn't exactly, you know, welcomed at first glance, you know. So there were some reservations about it, but I convinced my mother that like, okay, cool, but are you sure you want to do this? So yeah, with great motivation, she allowed me to do my best.
Yeah. Because I was talking about your mom. I also remember my mom when I told when I told her Guti and I'm about to be a radio broadcaster, and she was a little bit hesitating. She was like, like how? Like you want to talk the rest of your life? I was like, no, this is me. I want to be a broadcaster.
Yeah.
So I want to tell about the transition from Uluyanda to Ingman Lu now.
So this is what happened. Went to school. Went to college.
Yeah.
Studied e-boiler making.
Oh wow.
Yeah. I worked for a week and then I quit.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? It's that hard.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
I was not, you know, it's not what I hoped it to be when I got there. I know I could do more, I could be more. So not taking away from the, you know, like the whole career. It's a cool thing. But for me, it didn't fit right. You know, so when I moved into this, I felt more alive. Like I felt more passionate about like what I do. You know, so yeah.
And then you decided, no, let me just start my business.
Yeah. I was actually part of a team.
Oh, really?
I was part of a team. I did my apprenticeship at Soweto Inc. In Gauteng.
Oh, wow.
For 6 to 10 months. And then I became part of the team.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then like we were just, it was one of the biggest shops at one point in the country.
Oh.
So we would do conventions, travel. So like that's what really got me into it. But I was part of a team and that's where I really learned the whole game, like versus being an artist and running a shop, like your own like business, because those are two different worlds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can take us through those different worlds, how would like to be an artist, an independent artist, and an artist that is being a shadow of someone?
I could say when you're an artist, you must be open to learning.
Yeah.
I don't think the learning stops, because thinking you are comfortable with the knowledge that you may have will just close your world. So learning more will actually help you grow, because there's a lot that I didn't know before I really got into it. Like there's a big deal of health and safety when it comes to tattooing. Like that's like the major part of it, because
you get things like cross contaminations, people getting sick, people getting, you know, injured, like during. So you need to know how to maneuver that. Like some people don't know. They'll just be, you wake up, you buy a machine from Take A Lot, and then like you're just hurting people. You know, there's a process. So it's like there's in-depth things that you need to learn and grow under the industry. So which is why going through an apprenticeship is highly recommended.
That's bringing me to my dead question. Yeah. One of my friend, OKP, I'm sorry to mention him, hey?
Yeah.
He went on the, you know, the neighboring tattoo artist, you know, the upcoming one. Yeah. And then, Wabruza, the whole hand. Oh. If what was the cause of that bruise?
Where did they do the tattoo? At a studio. Or
like Ekas, most, you know, Ekas, we just like sit a short left and be like, oh, here we are, and then like, let's
okay,
do
so
it.
Like, as I was saying, you need to follow health and safety, number one. The environment that you're working in needs to be sterile,
yeah.
The equipment that you use needs to be sterile. Your needles, everything that you use needs to be to a certain standard, because if one thing is dirty and you know, like you touch the skin, because when you like when you tattooing, you're opening up skin, like you are cutting skin at a micro scale with the needle, while also inserting ink. So if you're gonna do that and there's bacteria, germs around, you will get infected and like you will have problems with your tattoo.
I see you have some tattoos, eh? Let's talk about your tattoos, eh? what is your favorite tattoo? Which is your favorite tattoo? And when did you start having that interest with, let me have my own tattoo in my body?
Yo. I think I have over 150 tattoos.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Both arms are covered, chest, back. My half leg left, half leg right. I have like one on my face too.
Oh wow!
So, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh wow! Guys,
a small rose on my face.
It wasn't paid for.
No, I mean like most of them were, because of like it depends on the area, like where you put it. Like the more softer the tissue on the body is, there's more pain in that area.
Oh, so it kinda, it's not that painful.
I guess. Also, it's a small one, so I really can't tell. But I've tattooed people in my kinda. So any, I mean, they survived.
Okay. I was just talking about the people, your clients.
Yeah, yeah.
I want you to be singing inside the Inkman Lou store, ne? Like studio. I am a client. Here I come and be like, Inkman Lou, can you please do a tattoo on the private side? Would you, or would you be like,
I mean, you do get into the intimate areas, because like some people will require like a tattoo on the breast, on the butt, etc. It's all about you just being professional and doing your job. But it depends, like for some, like if it's too close to a certain area, I would have to step back. You know, I'd have to step back. But like if it's an accessible area, and because also you must consider that like you can tattoo, but like not everywhere, because like some tattoos like won't come out right, won't heal right. So I need to suggest, I need to recommend for you the best spot ever. But if you insist, yeah, and maybe I can't go on with that, I can just let you know. But if I can, we can proceed.
Okay, taking the healing process. If I'm doing a tattoo right now, it's cut so bad, I'm not to heal and be like,
okay. The healing process goes up to fully healed. A month.
Yeah.
Because like I give you, so let's say we tattoo today. I give you 7 days for you to properly take care of the like you keep it dry, ointments, you know, your creams, for 7 days. 3 times a day you look after it like carefully. And then on the second week you could start taking like normal, like no, like normal showers. You can get into water, you can swim, like stuff like that. Yeah.
Can you just take us through the challenge that you faced throughout your career?
Oh man, a few. Currently as an artist, like you find that like when you work with people, like dealing with people, when you're an artist and also managing your own business, it's difficult sometimes because like you need to separate being an artist and being a business person. Because like that's when, you know, like you get like clients like not paying you on time, promoters not paying you on time, like people dribbling with your money. Because everything requires cash, like cash flow will run the whole business. So yeah.
You chase them. The one that Alan Afuno Koka, you chase them. You're like, ah.
You know, I need to separate now from being an artist and to being like the business guy and be like, yo, like, where's the money at?
I need my money. I've done my job. I need my money, hey?
Yeah.
Listen, take us through the business. How is it going right now?
Yeah, man, it's good. It's good. Like right now, I moved from being inside a shop, like fixed into one studio and then into traveling, because I found that I work better traveling because like, being in like a shop space just limits me to those people. So now I do more events, I do more pop-ups, I do more traveling for private clients. So yeah.
Oh, you are that person to be tattooed and be like, ah, I need a story behind this tattoo. Do you have a story maybe
I will probably ask you, like, let's say you come to me and you want a tattoo and you're not sure like what you want. I like to get grounded on that with you. Be like, okay, so like, where's it stemming from? Like, what do you want to incorporate in it? And then you can just give me like a quick brief and then I can go design, come back, and then we can take it from there.
Oh, wow.
It makes better sense that way, right? Because it is permanent, so might as well.
Oh, and then find out the way to have that picture ifunayo. And also I want to touch on your friends, because abangani, if we come to the business world, kuba ne challenge. And
hey, you do get like people coming at you trying to get some, you know. Hey, but then again, like that's when I need to separate being an artist and being a business person. Yeah, well, because those tattoos, those free tattoos won't restock. Those free tattoos won't push the business forward. So it's a matter of words. Hey, like I need to draw a line somewhere. So yeah, I don't deal with those.
Friend thing. No. Being friend and be professional at something else.
We can be friends at the end, but when it comes to
span. You have to pay.
Yeah.
You have to pay. Listen, you have to pay.
Nothing personal.
Nothing personal. Don't take it personally. I'm saving it a bit. Take us through, man, your journey, Gemanje, into traveling and how it like and how you respond to your audience, Yako.
Oh man, it's cool, but it's so stressful and it's tiring because like I travel with like a mobile studio, so I need to travel with the beds, the tables, the armrests, the inks, make sure that they don't spill, because the last thing you need is to spill your liquids, and because like when you order them you'll get them in like 2 to 3 weeks because they're imports. There's that part of the logistics, and then going from place to place, like you set up, you tidy up, go to the next place. It's stressful, but it happens, you know, and it's pretty cool. Like you get to meet some cool people. You get to see like your favorite artist on like a personal level, like your celebrities, your soccer players, because like they're into the tattoo. You just get to hang out with them. Like people you see on TV are just more reachable.
Yeah,
it's like pretty cool to see.
It's like radio, eh? I feel like it's like radio because you are telling a story. I also tell the story, and I'm creating some like I'm soothing some pain. When and of course you are also doing this exact same thing. Yeah. I want to know from you, ne? What would a person who's listening to this interview right now take away from Ingman Lu? Says about your challenges that you face, and of course your journey in the industry with tattoo. What can we take from you?
What I can say is you need to be passionate about what you like, about what you're doing, about what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, take yourself serious, man. Like, because if you don't, people recognize that. And now we'll get back to serious. Like, do your thing, put in hard work, put in the time. Sometimes you will work and get no reward, but when we ask, what's up? I've also. True. You persevere, dog. You do what you need to do. You do the groundwork. You don't stop. You get rejected sometimes. You go knock on doors. Above holy sharp. Go try the next one. But yeah, you need to be passionate in order to achieve that. So currently, like, that's still like the road I'm on. So like, I'm still going. I'm still gonna knock on doors. I'm still gonna, you know, make it happen. So yeah,
be that person. Just believe in yourself and believe in your craft.
Always.
Everything will just do work.
Even when people don't, you must rely on yourself to do that thing.
You are the only one. We have you, yourself only.
Yeah,
here.
Always.
Ah, man, I take that from you, hey? I take that from you. That will be my motto from now onward. Like, let me rely on myself, because nobody will do rely on me if I'm not relying on myself. So, Ingman Lu, where can we find you? If I want to book you, do house bookings or...
Yeah, for sure. You can catch me on Instagram, InkmanLu94. Also, you can send me an email, inkmanlu.tattoo@gmail.com.
Ingmanlu.tattoo@gmail.com. Okay. On Instagram is Ingmanlu, right?
Yeah, you can just send me a DM and then like my assistant will get back to you for sure.
Ingman Lu, thank you so much for coming through on the EMT Radio.
Oh,
and lots of artwork, eh? Yeah. And maybe the same, I'll just do come by and have some tattoo. Your prizes are not that
hey.
In terms of pricing.
Okay, like let me just say this now.
Mm-hmm.
My prices are determined by the equipment and materials that I use.
Oh,
and those aren't cheap.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, I pay big money for quality stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like, the work needs to also. Align.
To be aligned, you know. It's okay.
That's what I can
the
say.
More money you get, the more, you know, quality stuff you
have. Exactly. You pay for quality.
Oh yeah. Ingman Lu, man, thank you so much for coming through. Hey?
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it so much.
This is Ingman Lu here on the MUT Radio.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.